unremarkable how cancer and depression intertwined our stories of grief and hope by Tennille Corbett and Lydia Corbett. Prologue, Tennille. How long do you have to live? Lydia asked. She was the first person to ask me that question, although it's been on everyone's mind. To this day, her courage amazes me. The doctor told me 12 to 18 months, I replied, my voice steady but heavy with the weight of reality. The thought of a world without one another hadn't crossed our minds. Why would it? Lydia and I have never discussed dying. The daily hustle of work, school, and relationships kept us occupied. The reality of death is what other people deal with, not us. Lydia started to cry. She used the blanket she had wrapped around her to wipe her tears. The silence between us was palpable. She wanted me to say something, anything, but words eluded me. I choked on the ones caught in my throat, desperately holding back my tears. I needed to be strong in front of her, but it was too soon for me to make sense of it all. The room was eerily quiet. No one was talking. Lydia's eyes darted back and forth, seeking someone to break the silence and say it was all a sick and twisted joke. We locked eyes, and she covered her face again. To Lydia, I'm the president, the protector, the bank, the chef, the maid, and the bailiff. My unwavering need to control every aspect of my life has inevitably influenced how I have raised my daughter. I haven't made it easy for Lydia to assert her independence. Our personalities are distinct. Our talents are not the same. The generation gap between us is apparent in every conversation. Ultimately, I am her home. In a moment, I have shaken her foundation and her faith that I will always be here. As her mom, I have tried to know all the answers. The questions she asked about life when she was younger were simple to answer. Now the questions are more complex, and I readily admit to knowing nothing. This shift in our relationship is a test. The universe is asking us to show up and figure out how to put one foot in front of the other. I won't always be here to lift Lydia, brush her off, and help her succeed, and that breaks my heart. It's too soon for me to leave her. If I ever wanted to make sure Lydia knows how much I love her, now is the time. I'd better hurry, because 1 year isn't long enough.